Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
All right, football fans, the NFL Draft is almost here, and the free Odyssey app brings you the latest coverage from the biggest sports radio stations across the country. Which players will help your team the most? Who will make a draft day trade? Will they be ready for week one? The local conversations about the team you love. All streaming free right here on the Odyssey app. A-U-D-A-C-Y. Download it today.
It is the JR Sport Brief Show here with you on the Infinity Sports Network. I'm coming to you live from Atlanta, Georgia. Much love to everybody tuned in and locked in all over North America. I'm being joined by super producer and host, Ryan Hickey. We got a lot to do here. This is what I consider halftime of the show. Been hanging out for 2 hours and got two more to go. How can you listen to the Infinity Sports Network? It is real, real simple. You can always listen on your local affiliate. You can listen for free on the free Odyssey app. How many frees can you get? A lot of them. Sirius XM channel 158. And if you got a smart speaker, ask it to play Infinity Sports Network. You don't even got to use your hands. It's hands free. You do what you want. Anyway, we've had a busy afternoon. We've had a busy evening. And as I chat with you right now in Atlanta, Georgia, we got another NBA play-in game going on right now, this minute, this second. The Miami Heat and the Sixers are going at it. 33-26. We'll keep you up to date on this NBA play-in game. Whoever wins this game automatically advances into the first round of the postseason where they will take on the New York Knicks. Later on, in about an hour and a half from now, we got a game that nobody wants to see. Between the Atlanta Hawks and the Chicago Bulls. Sorry, nobody cares about that game. Anyway, yeah, that's a game between losers. Who the hell wants to watch that game? The answer is nobody. Earlier on in the show, we talked about the playing games from last night. Golden State Warriors, their season is done. Los Angeles Lakers, they move on to take on the Nuggets in the first round. Klay Thompson is going to be a free agent. Zion Williamson had to exit the game late against the Lakers last night. Zion has a hamstring strain, and it's not strange that he's injured. It's pretty normal that he's hurt. For a guy that big, I don't know about no hamstring. He's not going to play against the Kings as a shot at the playoffs are still on the line. Caitlin Clark made her debut, not playing basketball, but she was introduced in Indianapolis earlier today. And then we also learned that the NBA has banned Jontay Porter. Yes, the brother of Michael Porter Jr., for gambling. Seems that he might have given away some insider tips. That is a no-no. Looks like he has also gambled on the NBA. That's a no-no. He's even gambled on his former team, the Toronto Raptors, to lose. Definitely a no-no. Jontay Porter, he ain't got no job, folks. He gone. He's been banned. Anyway, as we continue on with the show, we will definitely keep you up to date with everything going on with the Heat and the Sixers. And then, thank God we don't have to talk about the Bulls and the Hawks, but we'll save them losers for another day. And thank you as well. Karen Garugian came through and joined us, covers the New England Patriots for Massachusetts Live. And why did we talk to her? It's real simple. Earlier today, ESPN decided to release an article And they basically said that Bill Belichick doesn't have a job because Robert Kraft badmouthed him to the Falcons. Long, extensive article telling us everything that we probably already know about Bill Belichick. And that is, he's difficult to work with. And that one of the reasons he doesn't have the job is because Robert Kraft told Arthur Blank, the owner of the Falcons, you may not be able to trust him. Allegedly. Robert Kraft said no. But if there's one thing that we do know, is that Bill Belichick can be difficult. That Bill Belichick has been difficult. That Ben Belichick has been curt with the media. He's not been afraid to express himself. And most times it sounds miserable. He sounds miserable. And so what I want to do tonight, thinking about the controversial, angry, mean, sometimes jackass that is Bill Belichick, I wanted to share with you a top six list tonight of some of the most controversial coaches that we've seen in the world of sports. Who are some managers, who are some coaches that just rub people the wrong way, that got people's blood boiling? Who are some coaches and managers that just got the wrong people going? You know you want to hype up your team, but then in some other cases where you kind of hype up people that you don't want to, you rub people the wrong way. And so I do this every single Wednesday night. And for the first time here on the newly named Infinity Sports Network, it's time for a top six list. Some of the most controversial coaches that we've seen in the world of sports. Where's the fancy music?
6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1.
It's time to get JR's latest top six list. Only on the JR Sport Brief.
It is the JR Sport Brief show here on the Infinity Sports Network. It's time for a new top six list. It's time to take a look at some of the most controversial coaches that we have seen in the world of sports. Thank you so much, Bill Belichick, for the inspiration. I'm not going to waste any time. Let's talk about some of these coaches that quote-unquote rub people the wrong way. I'm going to start off with someone who happens to be one of the sweetest individuals that I have ever met in the world of sports. What number are we starting off with?
Number six.
I call him sweet because he is. Don't take that the wrong way. I'm talking about Lou Piniella. Yeah, they called this man Sweet Lou Piniella. Someone who was a three-time manager of the year. Someone who won championships with the New York Yankees. Someone who won a championship with the Cincinnati Reds, someone who managed the Reds to a title, and then also with the Yankees and the Mariners and the Rays and the Cubs. And Lou Piniella has seen it all. I love Lou Piniella. I met him one day. Don't ask me how. I met him in Manhattan on the West Side at a restaurant, and Lou Piniella, him and I were chatting it up like he was my grandpa. I had a great time chatting it up with Lou Piniella. But most times growing up watching Lou Piniella, he was so sweet. Lou Piniella helped patent insulting umpires. Lou Piniella took it to another level. Lou Piniella was basically theater watching this man get upset at an ump. I mean, I want you to listen to this courtesy of ESPN. Lou Piniella, you know, mad at the umpire for squeezing his pitcher's strike zone. Lou Piniella went out to his pitcher, told him to calm down, and then Lou Piniella went at the umpire and told him to ship up. Listen to this.
Lou Piniella came out to try and calm him down. Then Lou started arguing balls right and strikes there with home plate ump Darryl Cousins. Cousins throws Piniella out, and Lou goes absolutely ballistic. You've seen managers kick dirt, haven't you, Rich?
Yeah.
This is kicking dirt to an all-time level. There's one. There's two. I don't know if he's a field goal kicker, a soccer player, a groundskeeper. Lou kicked dirt like for about 3 or 4 minutes. You think we're laughing? You ought to see his own team, Griffey and Buter, in the outfield.
Listen, folks. Lou Piniella was throwing hats, kicking dirt. Lou Piniella, he had an anger management problem. And I loved it. And it wasn't just with umpires. I mean, there was a time when he was with the Reds, Rob Dibble, the pitcher. Lou Piniella thought that he lied on him. Lou Piniella said, oh, he didn't pitch today because his shoulder was hurt. And Rob Dibble was like, no, my shoulder is fine. Well, Lou Piniella went to the locker room himself. And he tried to confront and not confront. He tried to beat the ass of his own player. Listen.
Hey, hey, hey. Bring it up. Come on, goddammit. Don't do that to me. Come on, Jeff. Hey, come on, Jeff. Goddammit.
Come on, fucking man, you deserve it. Try to treat you like a man all year. You don't want to be treated like a man.
Then talk to
get the camera out of here.
But on, I'll break it.
Goddammit.
Talk to me like a man.
Yeah, the guy at the end, you don't want to be treated like a man. That was Lou Piniella telling a pitcher, his own player, younger than him, bigger and stronger, you don't want to be treated like a man. And all the other cursing that we had to bleep out, yeah, well, that was Lou Piniella too, ready to whoop the ass of one of his players. And I'll tell you from personal experience, despite all of that, Lou Piniella is a sweet guy. He didn't try to fight me. Anyway, I got him at number six on my list. Most controversial coaches that we've seen. Lou Piniella at six. He's sweet. Who's at number five?
Number five.
Oh, this guy ain't sweet. This guy was on video with someone that was not his wife after a football game that he lost. I'm talking about Urban Meyer. I can't even fill in the blanks properly. Urban Meyer. We know about all of his success. Florida, Ohio State, winning titles, and then somehow, some way, the Jacksonville Jaguars thought it was a good idea to hire this man with zero NFL experience to lead grown men. It was a disaster. He didn't even finish his year. He got fired at 2-11. In training camp, he was encouraging these grown-ass men to drink water to stay hydrated. Josh Lambeau, the kicker, says that Urban Meyer was like physically assaulting him and cursing at him to make his kicks. Urban Meyer allegedly blamed all of his assistants. Urban Meyer was bad, but there was nothing worse than after they lost to the Cincinnati Bengals in Ohio on Thursday Night Football, 24-21. Urban Meyer stayed in Ohio because he has a restaurant in Ohio. He stayed at home after the game. He didn't take the team plane back to Florida with his players. He stayed behind in Ohio at his own bar. And what did he do? He hung out. And then he took pictures. And he took pictures with someone who wasn't his wife. This woman was on his lap dancing on him. Urban Meyer looked like a clown. And it was nothing more clown-like than when he had to apologize to the media, apologize to the public, for being a jackass. He sounds like a 10-year-old apologizing. Listen to this.
Yeah, that's not me, and it's, they're upset. I just apologize to the team and staff and for being a distraction, just stupid. And so I explained everything that happened and owned it and, you know, just stupid. Should not have myself in that kind of position.
Hey, Hickey, I could see him twiddling his thumbs and go, it's stupid. It's stupid. Like he's looking down at the floor and kicking his shoes, and it's stupid. It's stupid.
He does sound like an 8-year-old.
Like an 8-year-old.
Sheesh.
Urban Meyer. Now, he's a jackass, okay? You lose a game, you leave your team, you stay behind, and you're hanging out with somebody who's not your wife. That's a bad idea. If you're going to hang out with anybody, make sure it's your wife. Oh, yeah, by the way, it was reported that his wife, because she shared it on social media, she was at home watching the grandkids while he was hanging out with a young woman who, I will say again, was not his wife. Urban Meyer, not just a controversial head coach, a stupid one. I got him at number five on my list. Top six controversial coaches that we've seen. Let's go from Urban Meyer at five. What's the next number?
Number four.
Now, this guy was, he was vicious with the tongue. Oh, he was vicious when it came down to microphone. It was vicious to his own players, the media. John Tortorella did not care. Nicknamed Torts because no one wants to say Tortorella every single damn time. He won a Stanley Cup title with Tampa in 2004. But there wasn't a run-in that he didn't have. I mean, Torts, at one point in time, he squirted water at a crazy fan. And at one point in time, he was actually talking to a reporter defending one of his players. And he wanted to tell the guy, shut up and don't ask me any questions because I ain't taking none of your dumbass questions. Listen to Torts tell this one reporter, I ain't talking to you.
I'm not going to answer any questions from you.
You're not?
No.
Oh, good. Yeah. I'll speculate.
You speculate and be as sarcastic as you can be, as you usually are.
I will.
Go right ahead.
Good. Should one of you guys be taking a 3-minute?
I said I'm not taking your answering any of your questions. No. Have you ever fought before?
Yeah.
You have?
Yeah. Why? Are you challenging me now?
No, I'm not challenging you.
Okay.
You know, Redden sticks up for his teammates the other night.
Yeah.
And you come out with some sarcastic article.
It was funny.
It was funny?
Yeah. Well, you know what?
You're probably beat up in the bus stop most of the time.
I think so, huh?
Wow. Hickey, I kind of like that, right? The coach just insults the reporter back. I like that.
I love the back and forth. I love the other reporters at the end laughing at the joke.
They said you probably got beat up at the bus stop, right? Damn. Now, now I'm sarcastic. Nobody's ever threatened me, Hickey. Am I on my way to is somebody going to threaten me sooner than later?
I'll say, if you get threatened by John Totoro, I'd maybe drop the sarcastic act because he means business.
Oh, I ain't scared of that guy.
No? Oh, I'd be.
Should I insult him some more? I want a threat from him. I need a challenge.
Balls on the tee. Take a swing.
I don't have a reason, but if he gives me what I'm coming for, easy. John Tortorella. Controversial coaches? Yeah, the guy who throws water at a fan, insults reporters. I'm here for it. I got him at number 4 on the list. Yeah, it's only water, but that's assault. In 2024, I guess it can be assault. Top 6 controversial head coaches. Torts is 4. What's next?
Number 3.
How about the man who inspired the list? How about Bill Belichick? Look, we all know about his accomplishments. 6 championships as a head coach. 2 championships as a defensive coordinator with the New York Giants. How bad could have that defense been? You give Lawrence Taylor some white stuff, and Lawrence Taylor's ready to go. Sounds like a great defensive strategy if you ask me. But Bill Belichick, despite all of his success, there was Deflategate, there was Spygate, there are the players who hates his guts. I mean, there was that incident where he didn't put Malcolm Butler into the Super Bowl, and they ended up losing the game. And even Robert Kraft decided to tell everybody about it in a documentary called The Dynasty that just came out on Apple. Listen to this.
What has been told to me is that there was something personal going on between Bill and Malcolm that was not football related.
It might have cost them another Super Bowl. Now we got articles coming out in ESPN that Bill Belichick, he couldn't even get an okay, a blessing from Robert Kraft to Arthur Blank, a vote of approval, a vote of confidence that he should get hired. And now Bill Belichick has no job. Despite the victories, I guess the controversies and the anger, it's outweighed everything else. I mean, do you remember when Bill Belichick was trying to defend Spygate? This might have been the most he's ever spoken in his whole life.
I mean, look, that's a whole other discussion, but I'm just, the guy's giving signals out in front of 80,000 people, okay? So we filmed him taking signals out in front of 80,000 people, like there were a lot of other teams doing at that time too, okay? But forget about that. If we were wrong, then we've been disciplined for that.
Hey, everybody does it. We just got caught. Yeah, Bill Belichick is like, look, man, I took out a camera, so what? Everybody can see what they're doing. And now Bill Belichick has no job. And even though that was a million years ago, all of that follows Belichick. And I think the fact that he was just a mean you-know-what most of the time is something that people don't want to deal with. Happy belated birthday to Bill Belichick. He turned 72 years old yesterday. Yeah, he's controversial. I think a lot of people would consider him to be a jackass. You can listen to him next week with Pat McAfee on the NFL Draft. That should be an interesting, very interesting watch. If I got Belichick at number three, and he inspired the list, who the hell could be a bigger jackass than him? What number is it?
Number two.
It's Bobby Petrino. This man has multiple cities, states, coaches, GMs, and fan bases that can't stand him. Congratulations. He's now helping out at UNLV. But before that, he was at Missouri State. And then before that, he was a lot of places because he'd never keep a job because he's a liar. How about leaving Louisville in 2006, joining the Falcons, thinking he was going to have Mike Vick? Mike Vick was preoccupied with some issues. I think you might recall what they are. And then he was stuck with Joey Harrington. And at that point, at the end of the season, this man decided to quit in the year and go coach college. You want to understand who wasn't happy about that? The Falcons hated that, including somebody like Joey Harrington. Listen to the Falcons via the AP tell everybody, you know what? We hate you, Bobby Petrino.
Others were upset by Petrino's demeanor during a late-night press conference in which he was introduced as the new head coach of the Arkansas Razorbacks. Petrino participated in the school's Calling the Hogs cheer.
The hog chant or pig suey or, you know, whatever it's called down there on national television. That's what pushed everybody over the edge.
Once I saw that press conference and him just smiling ear to ear and just, you know, making it like it was, well, you know, I didn't want to leave Atlanta, but, you know, I'm happy because I'm here. I mean, it just made me mad.
Well, it looks like he was happy when he got to Arkansas because he was rolling around with a subordinate who happened to be a woman. And then he had a motorcycle crash. And then he stood in a press conference and told everybody, oh, yeah, I had an accident and I didn't have anybody with me. And he was telling a whole bunch of lies. He did this while wearing a neck brace and being bruised. This was one of the most miserable looking things that I have ever seen in my life. Listen to Bobby Petrino lie about basically having a woman with him who was a co-worker, who was a subordinate. Lie about hanging out with somebody who wasn't his wife, a la Mr. Urban Meyer. This was ridiculous. Take a listen to this man lie through his teeth like he learned from Alex Rodriguez.
Will you wear a helmet in the future?
I probably will, yeah, you know.
Coach, how did you end up again from the site? Was anybody with you at the site? And how did you get from the site of the accident to the hospital?
Well, when I came out of a ditch, there was a lady there that had flagged down a car. And the guy that was in the passenger seat said, get in, we'll just take you right to the hospital instead of waiting. And so I got in the car and they headed towards Fayetteville.
Hickey, if I should only be so lucky to have an accident and just have a woman just standing there to help me. Is that heaven?
Some people are just very lucky.
Well, they're just lying. A matter of fact, a couple of years ago, Bobby Petrino, I guess he has some money to make back in Fayetteville. He said sorry. Is his sorry as bad as Urban Meyer's? You judge.
I wanted to be able to come here and apologize to everybody, the fans, the players, and truly tell you how sorry I am for the way it ended. But I also wanted to come here to thank you for everything that people in this room and in the state did for me and my family.
Oh, see, he brought his chapstick, too, during his apology. That was courtesy of the Little Rock Touchdown Club. Listen, when you're Bobby Petrino, multiple states and cities hate your guts. Oh, yeah, he's a jackass of a coach as well. It's the JR Sport Brief Show here on the Infinity Sports Network. We're going to take a break, and when we come back, you want to talk about a controversial coach? I'm going to give you number one. Don't move on the Infinity Sports Network.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
All right, football fans, the NFL Draft is almost here, and the free Odyssey app brings you the latest coverage from the biggest sports radio stations across the country. Which players will help your team the most? Who will make a draft day trade? Will they be ready for week one? The local conversations about the team you love. All streaming free right here on the Odyssey app. A-U-D-A-C-Y. Download it today.
You're listening to the JR Sport Brief.
The JR Sport Brief show here with you on the Infinity Sports Network. Oh, yeah, top six list. I do it every single Wednesday. And with that article coming out about Bill Belichick, I wanted to kind of walk you through some of the most controversial coaches that we've seen and witnessed in the world of sports. And momentarily, I'm about to share with you who I have at numero uno. But let's go back a little bit. And if you missed the full list, you can go ahead and hit rewind on the free Odyssey app. All of this took place last break with fancy audio and hearing from the coaches and what have you. At number six, I gave you Sweet Lou Piniella. He's a sweet old man. He was nasty to those umpires, man. He knew how to kick some dirt, throw some things, and let some spit fly. At number five, I gave you Urban Meyer. This man left his team to go back to Florida after a loss. He stayed in Ohio, hung out at a bar that he owns, and hung out with a young woman, who was not his wife. Pictures went viral of this young lady sitting on his lap, abandoned his team and his wife. Now, that's being a real jackass. At number four, Torts, John Tortorella, not afraid to squirt water at fans, not afraid to curse out his own teammates. No, not afraid to curse out the media. Insulted a guy to his face once. You look like you got jumped at the bus stop as a kid. Wow. You can only get away with saying that in hockey. I got Torts at number four. He was vicious. Vicious. When he had a microphone in front of him. And number three, somebody who hates microphones, is Bill Belichick. I mean, this guy grumbles for a whole damn living. Now that he has no job in the NFL, it looks like he's going to be on ESPN running his mouth. Good luck to Bill Belichick. I got him at number three on the list. And number two, this man is a liar. Bobby Petrino. Hated everywhere from Atlanta, Georgia, to Fayetteville, Arkansas. Quitting on teams. This man quit the Falcons by putting laminated papers. I resign on players' lockers. Couldn't stand in front of them as men, just quit. Went to Arkansas and then lied to the fan base there about his motorcycle accident, which, by the way, he was being accompanied by a young woman who worked at the job who had no business being with him. Yeah, Bobby Petrino, you want to talk about a liar, a deceiver? That's Bobby Petrino. And if I got him at number two on the list, you want to talk about a controversial coach? You want to talk about somebody who pushed buttons that drove people nuts and insane? That leaves us here with this number right now.
Number one.
His name, God rest his soul, is Bobby Knight. Yes, Bobby Knight is no longer here with us. He passed away last year. And we know how decorated he was as a college basketball coach. Three championships with Indiana. All-time coaching wins at the top of the list. The top 10 last I looked, he was sixth. NCAA title as a player with Ohio State. A lot of people don't know that. Coach of the year multiple times. Coach Team USA in the 80s. One of the greatest basketball minds of all time. And so what makes him controversial? Do I got to run through the list? How about when he threw that chair across the court? That's dangerous. You can't do that. Throwing a chair across the court? Bad idea. What about when he whipped his players and he joked about it? Not a good idea, a white coach whipping black players. I don't care if it's a joke. That's a bad, bad idea. What about that time he choked the other player during practice? What about that time he got angry at the interview? Oh, there were a lot of times he got angry at the interview. What about all the times that he had a microphone in front of him and Bobby Knight went off? Bobby Knight went off so much that you could actually make a compilation tape, a video, about every time that he cursed, got angry, got mad. As a matter of fact, let's listen to it, courtesy of Yahoo.
Wait a minute, there's something forming here. It says, what a sh- question.
I'm really disappointed in the,
of course,
kind of progress that we've made. God damn it! This show. Take this show and forget it. Forget
basketball. If it amazes you, then you don't know anything about basketball. You're illuminating your relative lack of knowledge of the game with a statement like that.
Final question, Coach.
Eric, I'll tell him when it's a goddamn final question. You just sit there. I get tired, then they can stick those pencils up their ass.
When my time on Earth is gone and my activities here are past, I want they bury me upside down and my critics can kiss my...
He was controversial. Forget coaches. Bobby Knight is one of the most controversial figures that we have witnessed in sports. And anybody who's listening to me in their lifetime, he's got to be up there on the top of the list. Bobby Knight had a lot of success on the basketball court. He had a lot of controversies off of it. And he died at 83 last year. God rest his soul. But there is no doubt, if you want to talk about controversy and you want to talk about a coach, that Bobby Knight, oh yeah, I can't imagine him not being at the top of the list. It's the JR Sportbrief Show here with you on the Infinity Sports Network. I just gave you a top six list. Some of the most controversial, button-pushing, angry coaches that we've seen in sports. And there's more. You know, I can give honorable mentions. I could think about someone who was famous in Dodger Blue who had a mascot thrown out of a game. I could think about button pushers in the NBA who make you read books and all they want to talk to you about is Zen masters. I can go down the list of controversial coaches and managers, some successful, some not. Number six, Lou Piniella. Number five, Urban Meyer. Number four, John Tortorella. Number three, Bill Belichick. Number two, Bobby Petrino. And the biggest one of them all, biggest one controversial coach, it's Bobby Knight. The phone lines are open. It's 855-212-4227. It's 855-212-4227. When I say controversial coach, who comes to mind?
You're listening to the JR Sport Brief.
The JR Sport Brief Show here with you on the Infinity Sports Network. I just gave you a top six list, talked about some of the most controversial coaches and managers that we've seen in sports. And shout outs to all my folks up in Oregon. I haven't been to Oregon in about a year. I am due, especially the weather changing. Man, they got some good beer up there. If you like beer, you better go to Oregon. Go to Portland, former home of Damian Lillard. I'm sure he missed, well... Yeah, he could have stayed in Portland if he wanted to be a loser, right? He didn't have to go to Milwaukee. And poor guy. Family in Portland. He's in Milwaukee. Losing in Milwaukee. Injured in Milwaukee. He could have did all of this in Portland. But anyway, let me give you a quick recap if you missed the top six list. You can always go ahead and hit rewind on the free Odyssey app as well. And if you want to call me up, call me. Look at the phones. Ring them up. 855-212-4227. It's 855-212-4227. If you have a controversial coach, someone who pushed buttons, damn it, maybe this guy pushed around the players. Go ahead, call me up here on the Infinity Sports Network. You can also find me online. I am at JR Sport Brief. At number six, I gave you Lou Piniella. At number five, I gave you Urban Meyer. At number at number four, I gave you John Tortorella. At number three, Bill Belichick. He helped inspire this list. At number two, Bobby Petrino, that old lion. He might as well have Lion as his middle name. Lion Bobby Petrino. And number one, I gave you Bobby Knight. Undisputable Bobby Knight. choking players, whipping players, threatening players. God rest his soul. He was a hard ass man. Sometimes I think he went past that. Anyway, 855-212-4227. Hickey, is there a coach or manager that comes to your mind? You talk about being controversial.
Oh, yeah. If we go back, Woody Hayes. I mean, he hit a player.
You're right.
He hit a player on the field.
You're right.
I guess really tried to choke him. I think it was the actual act. Like, that's insanity. I couldn't, yeah. For all how bad these other coaches were, at least they didn't hit another player during a game.
I think Bobby Knight might have kicked his own son.
Look, I'm not condoning it. A little different. When it's your own, it's different.
You could whoop the ass of your own child.
And imagine watching a game today and, like, all of a sudden the other coach, like,
oh my God,
tries to choke out, like, the best player on the other team. It's like, what the hell's going on here?
We've had some instances, and not to put everybody in the controversial coach category. Remember Mike Tomlin tripped the guy coming up the sideline one time, put his foot out,
yes,
tried to trip. Well, we did have, didn't the New York Jets, like, the strength and conditioning guy a few years ago, maybe this was 5-10 years ago, I don't remember, he tried to trip a guy as well on the sideline.
I think he got fired for that.
Yeah, he did. Well, he's not a coach, so screw that guy. Juwan Howard, gone from Michigan.
That's true.
Juwan Howard tried to punch, was he, I forgot the team.
Greg Gard, Wisconsin's head coach.
Yes, he tried to that's punch right. him. Like, is, you know, tempers get deflaring and people start losing it. And we've seen some hot-tempered coaches, I mean, over the years. I know I mentioned Lou Piniella had Sweet Lou at number 6 on the list because he's sweet, and I've met him and I've talked to him, and he's just such a nice guy. Tommy Lasorda, we've had a lot of baseball managers. They are not afraid to, you know, give it right back to the media, especially when you got to talk to these guys almost every day. A little bit different than football. You get 17 games, playoffs, OTAs. You don't got to talk to somebody twice a day, almost every day. You have to have some type of relationship with the media. Tommy Lasorda was not shy. You know, I remember as well, at one point in time, the Expos don't exist anymore. Hello to all my friends in Montreal. We know the Expos are now down in Washington, D.C. Tommy Lasorda had the Expos mascot tossed from a game because the mascot was, like, distracting and being a pain in the ass to the players. Like, he was on the dugout with a pillow and, like, night clothes. He had, like, a nightgown on and a hat. And he's banging on the dugout, and Tommy Lasorda looked at the umpire and said, what the hell are you going to do about this? They threw a mascot out of the game. I have never seen this in my life. You want to talk about a Scrooge? It's Tommy Lasorda. I want you to take a listen to this. This got to be from, like, 1989. The Expos was still in Montreal. Listen to this.
Time is called. They want Yupi off the Dodger dugout. He's bugging the Dodger players, and Tom Lasorda is out. And third base umpire Bob Davidson is throwing Yupi out of the ballgame. He wants him off the Dodger dugout. Tommy Lasorda has put up a complaint. This will draw the ire of the fans. And they want Buck Rogers out to get Yupi out of there. Buck is sitting down. Here comes Davidson running over, and Buck's going to make Davidson come over and say, what do you, or no, they're calling somebody from security
over.
They're
going to call security and remove him from the ballpark.
Well, we've seen it all now, huh? Yupi's been thrown out of the game, off the Dodgers dugout. Well, Bob Davidson is really hearing it. This is a first. Yupi's been thrown out of the ball,
like,
game.
How angry do you have to be to go out there and toss a mascot? A mascot. How does the mascot thrown out? I would have just went to another section. How are we throwing a mascot out the game? Miserable. 855-212-4227. It's 855-212-4227. Hank is here from Green Bay. You're on the JR Sport Reef Show on the Infinity Sports Network. What's up, Hank?
Hey, man, I just wanted to call about something about you said about Damian Lillard. But first, I want to say something about mascots. I think it was back in 2004 or 2005. Randall Simon of the Pittsburgh Pirates, I think he hit one of the sausages during the race with the bat, if I can remember correctly.
Yeah, everybody, nothing wrong with hitting a sausage every now and then. What's up, Hank? What else you got?
I just wanted to say something about Damian Lillard. Like, you call him, you said if he would have almost been better off staying in Portland. I don't know if that's exactly how you said it or whatnot, but I think there's a lot left to be said throughout this year. The playoffs just started. We're third in the East. Yeah, they did lose the last 8 of 11, but come on, man. He's one of the 75 best players in the league ever. We gotta pump the brakes on calling Milwaukee losers, man.
Well, Hank, well, thank you, Hank. I appreciate you for calling from Green Bay. Well, of course, I'm being a jerk. What do you want from me? I'm just telling the truth about what's likely to happen. This is the seat, and I can sit here, if I wanted to, I could sit here and pump up Damian Lillard to the sky. I could tell you about he's one of the most clutch players that the NBA has ever seen. I could tell you about his top 75 history. I could tell you about all of that. I could do the same thing for Giannis Antetokounmpo, but is anybody feeling all that strong and confident that the Milwaukee Bucks are just going to win a championship? Like, the goal this year wasn't to just be okay. The goal this year wasn't to just, we're going to be best in the East. The goal this year was to compete for a championship. That doesn't look like what they're going to do. And God bless them if they're able to go around and turn things around. That's a part of me kind of being, needling a little bit. You know, making jokes. We know the Portland Trailblazers are crap. I mean, Scoot Henderson has the worst plus minus in the entire NBA from this past season. He got a lot to learn. And so, obviously, the Bucks aren't as bad as the Blazers. But I'm being a jerk when I say that, yeah, if Damian Lillard wanted to be hurt, which he is right now, he could have did that in Portland. That's what he did in Portland at the end. He was hurt. If he wanted to be disappointed, he could have stayed in Portland. I think a disappointment is what the Bucks are in for right now. And so, obviously, they have basketball to play. But all things considered, it ain't looking all that positive. But, yes, who the hell cares what I got to say? They got to go play, and they got to play the games first. I just think by the time they gets to playing and by the time we crown a champion, I'd put money down on it, even though I'm not a betting man. I'm not Jonte Porter out here. I'm not betting on them winning the title. Sorry. This has been a disappointing season for the Bucks. Even if they win a title, the regular season has been a disappointment. It's the JR Sport Brief Show here with you on the Infinity Sports Network. I'm going to get some more of your calls on the other side. And speaking of basketball, hey, we got a game between Miami and Philly right now. Somebody's trying to go to the playoffs.
What up, y'all? It's your boy Danny Green, 3-time NBA champ. You either rooted for me or rooted against me. Join myself and my co-host Harrison Sanford on the Inside the Green Room podcast.
It's a podcast that brings you never-before-told tales from the locker room to candid interviews with basketball legends to breakdowns of what's happening in the NBA right now. Whether you're a diehard fan or casual about your hoops, this podcast brings you the game like never before.
Follow Inside the Green Room on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.